Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets climbed off the mat, recovering from steep morning losses to close sharply higher as trade war fears receded after the Trump administration indicated it's willing to negotiate with China on escalating frictions between the world's two biggest economies. That left the Dow up 231 points, or 1%, recovering from an intra-session low that saw the index down as much as 510 points, or 2.1%. Indeed, it was the index's biggest intraday turnaround from a low since the 6th of February. Broader S&P up 1.2%, logging its first back-to-back gain since a two-day stretch ending on the 9th of March. Also thought it was worth putting some context around the recent bout of market volatility that we've seen. Thus far this year, the S&P 500 has had three times as many sessions with a 1% move, i.e. 25, than in all of 2017, where there were just eight such moves. Tech-centric NASDAQ jumped 1.5% after trading into official correction territory intra-session. Notable stock moves, Facebook down 0.7% after lawmakers said the CEO, Zuckerberg, would testify before the House Energy and Commerce Committee on the 11th of April about the company's use and protection of user data. Stock did recover after Zuckerberg engaged in a Q&A session with reporters after the market closed, stock bouncing back about 3%. Also, Spotify down about 3.2% on its second day of trading on the New York Stock Exchange. Broader markets, as I said, were initially under pressure, notably shares of manufacturers and machinery companies after China unveiled plans for a series of retaliatory tariffs on American goods, including airplanes, autos and soybeans, covering 106 categories of products. China's announcement came shortly after the Trump administration unveiled plans to impose tariffs of 25% on Chinese products with $50 billion in addition to the levies introduced on steel and aluminium last month. Also, I thought it was interesting that the US Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross observed that the $50 billion in tariffs that they're talking about amounts to 0.3% of US GDP. So he commented that it's hardly life-threatening. Number of US economic releases, most notable was the ADP employment report, which showed private companies added 241,000 jobs in March. That was more than consensus expectations for 205,000, but of course the big number comes tomorrow with the March non-farm payrolls report. Just on Europe's main markets, they settled with modest losses. Germany's DAX down about 0.4%, France's CAC down 0.2%. There was a Eurozone inflation data out, which rose 1.4% in March. That's the first pickup we've seen in Eurozone prices in 4 months. And separately, Eurozone unemployment fell to 8.5% in March, which is in line with consensus estimates and the lowest level in more than 9 years. London's FTSE was a little changed, inching about just shy of 0.1% higher. That was despite some further falls across the major miners. BHP Billiton down about 2.5%, as was Rio Tinto. Base metals were weaker on the LME, with the exception of aluminium, which gained about 0.7%. Copper shed 1% to around $3.05 a pound. Spot iron ore dipped further, benchmark contract down about 19 cents to $63.57 a metric tonne. That latest weakness on spot markets coinciding with further falls on Chinese steel and iron ore futures markets yesterday. Just note that Chinese equity and commodity futures markets are closed for the next 2 days in the observance of Tomb Sweeping Day. Gold futures edged $2.90 higher to $1,340.20 an ounce. Oil prices mostly weaker, but they did pair earlier sharp falls following the release of the latest crude inventory data from the Energy Information Administration. WTI easing just 14 cents to $63.37 a barrel. Brent settling with a 10-cent loss to $68.02 a barrel. Also reports this morning of a missile being launched from Yemen aimed at storage tanks belonging to Saudi Aramco's oil company, but there was no reports of damage or casualties. US 10-year Treasury yields eked out a modest gain to settle at around just shy of 2.79%, and the Aussie dollar was firmer this morning, back above 77 cents, buying 77.16 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.